I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, before we get into some of this Eagles conversation, I got to ask you, how's your boy Patrick Peterson, man? I mean, boy, that was tough. That was tough.
Man, it was tough, no question. Clearly, when you get to that moment, you know, in the playoffs, you have aspirations of going deep in the playoffs, trying to make a significant run. The way they lost that ball game, you know, defensively, as a whole, really didn't put forth their best effort. And that's the nature of the beast in the playoffs. You know, one ball can bounce one way, the ball can bounce the other way before you know it. You're on the outside looking in, you know what I mean? So, and as a team, they did some pretty good things with the first-year head coach, you know, won a division, had a home playoff game, but clearly didn't reach the mark of where they wanted to go based on how successful they were. But Pat P, man, he's happy with what he did as an individual. I actually got an opportunity. Me and Pat was chopping it up, and I like to say this right now while I'm on air. You know, Pat is a free agent. He currently lives here in Atlanta as well. And one thing he mentioned to me about, he was like, Mac, you heard about this whole Lamar Jackson situation to Atlanta? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's rumors here or there. Well, he said, you know what? I wouldn't mind playing for the Falcons, especially if they can pull that off.
Well, two things. I love the guy's game, but his game isn't the same as it was in the MVP season. From what you've seen, how much of that is they haven't put the pieces around him? How much of it is injury? The offensive coordinator that got him an MVP is no longer there. Why has his game gone a little sideways the last 2 years?
Injuries, and they don't have any pieces around him. Let's keep it real, right? If you were to rank the wide receivers in the AFC based on their teams, where would you rank the Ravens?
Yeah.
Wide receivers.
Bottom third.
Last.
Right.
Dead last. It wouldn't be in front of Cincy. Wouldn't be in front of Cincy. Wouldn't be in Pittsburgh. Even with George Pickens as a rookie, you still would take the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers in totality over Baltimore. And heck, Cleveland with Amari Cooper, Peoples Jones, all of those guys. So when you look at the pieces or the lack thereof, name me another quarterback that has been asked to do so much, to do more with less, and being able to do so. So when you talk about Lamar Jackson, yes, you look at Lamar Jackson and you put him in high regards based on the talent and based on what he's been able to achieve early in his professional career. But look at the other quarterbacks that have been consistent and look at the luxury they have in regards to who's catching passes from them.
So you're telling me I can go ahead and start making phone calls. Patrick Peterson is game to be here in the ATL. Is that you telling me?
No question.
All right. Want to make sure.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.